Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast, press release. International Labor Day is the day that workers' rights were stolen, a reminder of the injustice of capitalism and the absence of Islamic justice. Every year, on the 1st of May, all the countries of the world commemorate what is called International Labor Day. America, however, celebrates it on the first Monday of September against the backdrop of the events of the Haymarket Massacre that took place in Chicago, in which 11 people were killed after workers gathered in the square in a march that ended in riots on 4 May 1886 CE. But the reasons are the same and renewed every year. These are the issues of reducing working hours, raising wages, improving humane working conditions, and not violating the rights of workers by the employers, plus other rights and issues which workers are still struggling to achieve. Of course, all Islamic countries are following the world's example in commemorating this day. Each country seeks to achieve its interests and defend the rights of workers, each according to the extent of its corruption. Jordanian Minister of Labor, Nadia Al-Rawabda, congratulated all Jordanian workers, regardless of their positions on the occasion of Labor Day, in appreciation for their continuous giving. This while unemployment in Jordan, according to the third quarter of 2023, reached about 23%. Former Minister of Labor Yusuf El-Shamali confirmed that there are approximately 450,000 unemployed people in Jordan. It would have been more appropriate to call this day Unemployment Day and not Labor Day, but it is a hollow and meaningless following. Unemployment appears at a similar rate in Muslim countries, and poverty and debt rates rise to limits exceeding 114% of the gross domestic product, which the policies of the International Monetary Fund programs have led to in countries that have mortgaged themselves to its colonial policies, which depleted resources with the privatization of successful projects, allowing debt to rise and unemployment increases. As for the working conditions for those who find work, it is another issue. Wages are low and hardly meet a person's basic needs of food, drink, and housing, not to mention the exorbitant tuition fees in the private sector, whether in schools that people resort to due to the decline in the level of education in the government sector, or in public universities where competitive medical tuition fees amount to an average of 30,000 dinars, in addition to direct and indirect taxes, inflation and high prices of energy, food, and medicine, in addition to employers controlling wages and working hours, which workers do not disclose for fear of being fired. The adoption of the secular capitalist system by the existing regimes in Muslim countries and their exclusion of the Islamic economic system is the basis of the affliction and deterioration of the economy. In addition to their political subordination to Western colonial countries, the West still suffers to this day from the injustice of the capitalist system in all matters, whether related to workers or caring for people who are exposed to crises after crises, multiple and renewed extortions, and price fluctuations. The marches on this day still roam the capitals of capitalist countries and chant the same slogans that they chanted in 1886 on the first occasion against the injustice of the capitalist and against unjust laws. These demonstrations demand more freedom from the control of capitalist employers, raising wages and improving working conditions for workers. Unemployment is an inevitable result of the capitalist system based on benefit, as it works to reduce the labor force in order to save more and put pressure on the cost. This system cannot be expected to provide jobs, nor can it be expected to find solutions to the problems it has produced. Islam made work the first reason for ownership, so the relationship between the Khilafa, caliphate state, and those who hold its tabi'iyya, citizenship, was as demonstrated by the hadith on the authority of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الإمام راع وهو مسؤول عن رعيته. The Imam is a guardian and he is responsible for his subjects. Sahih Bukhari. One of the most important matters in taking care of people's affairs is finding work for those who are able to do it but cannot find it. It was the state's duty to provide work for every job seeker, rather giving him a fair wage in exchange for the benefit of the work he performs, ensuring that his basic needs are satisfied so that he can live a decent life. If the Islamic State is obligated to find work for him, it is obligatory to support him if he is poor or unable to work and has no relative who has the ability to support him. Thus, his expenses are obligatory for the state, according to his saying, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "من ترك مالا فلورثته ومن ترك كلا فإلينا." If anyone leaves property, it goes to his heirs, and if anyone leaves dependents without resources, they come to us. Agreed upon. The word kullan, everything, includes debt and dependents. And in another narration, "من ترك مالا فليرثه أصبته من كانوا ومن ترك دينا أو ضيعا فليأتنا فإن موالوه." So if a true believer dies and leaves behind some property, it will be for his inheritors from the father's side. And if he leaves behind some debt to be paid or needy offspring, then they should come to me as I am the guardian of the deceased. Agreed upon. Likewise, Islam does not at all approve of determining wages on the basis of the lowest standard on which a person can live, as is prevalent in capitalism. The so-called minimum wage, according to international standards, is not considered in Islam and is not useful as a basis for determining wages. Rather, the basis on which the wages must be determined is the benefit achieved from the worker's effort. Islam also prohibits capitalist practices in the relationship between employers and workers, such as delaying the payment of wages and withholding them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "أعطوا الأجير أجره قبل أن يجف عرقه." Give the hireling his wages before his sweat dries. And negligence in poor working conditions and failure to impose the necessary safety standards. Also, the existence of trade unions is prohibited, which is created by the capitalist system to patch up and vent its injustice and its denial of workers' rights, which is a duty of the state. Speaking about work, there is no more noble work than working to implement Allah's law on earth, and there is no more honorable work than working to resume the Islamic life in Islamic countries. The prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, work to implement Allah's law on their people, in addition to their work in seeking the affairs of their world and striving to earn a living. When Islam will be fully implemented under the Khilafah state on the method of the prophethood soon, Allah willing, the social and economic conditions will be suitable for work and growth, free from exploitation, imposing taxes on people, and all kinds of extortion. The people will be qualified with the necessary skills and Islamic values that provide work for those who cannot find it, and guarantees basic needs and enables them to obtain their luxury needs. Its practices and approach to working conditions and workers serve as an example, provide insight, and prevent the injustice practiced by the masters of capitalist exploitation. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For the like of this, let the workers on earth work. As-Saffat 61, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Jordan.